Phoneboy Speaks, episode 184, Virtual Private Sploit. An exploit was released on a piece of software called Solus VM, and what this does is it's a virtualization environment that a lot of hosting providers use to provide virtual private systems to a number of people. And I actually have I have a virtual private system hosted on Solus VM with a service provider. And what had happened is this exploit had gone out, and a number of script kiddies and God knows what else decided to use it against a number of providers, including the one that hosts my virtual private system, and essentially took them offline to various degrees. And my provider, which sent me an email this morning saying, at 3 a.m. East Coast time, this happened, and it caused a certain amount of damage, and we resolved to have it fixed in 24 hours, and we recommend you change your passwords and all that stuff. So, my provider handled it well, but it sounds like that when one piece of software is exploited and people don't immediately patch it, I think the providers advertise what kind of software they use for virtualization, so therefore it's really easy when they say, oh, there's a vulnerability against XYZ and everybody's using XYZ. Well, guess what, they get owned. So I'm not sure why people advertise that, because from my point of view, I'm not sure which of these virtualization environments is better or worse or indifferent. To me, they all provide essentially the same function. And I've used VMware for a long time, and for a while on my Mac, I was using Parallels. I was also playing with KVM on a Linux machine. And at the end of the day, they all provide more or less the same function, right? And there's probably some differences under the hood that matter to some gearhead somewhere. And for some people, it's the open source argument all over again. But that's the problem when a large number of companies rely on a single piece of software, and there's an exploit for it, and virtual private servers are a target ripe for exploiting. And if you can manage to compromise one of these things and compromise a provider, now you've got a whole zombie full of potentially hosts that are willing to do your bidding, and they're all virtualized, of course. So anyway, this is you may want to check with your provider and see if you have what they call a virtual private server. See if they're using Solus VM and see if they've patched whatever the security vulnerability is. If you haven't already got an email about it. And actually, for my provider, the console to change certain things is still down, even though the VM's up. But you should check with your provider and see if this is an issue for them. There's been widespread reports of this, and I'll put some links in the show notes so that you can find out more about this, and you can see if your provider has been affected by this wide, massive exploit of this issue with Solus VM. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.